Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob, why don't we go right back to the lines? A little old school sports talk radio coming off a rousing win, and people want to talk about it. That was just fun stuff. And like I said, and I truly believe these two things, Bob. But first, let me tell you, Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I think it was the best defensive performance in the NFL halfway through the season. And I think any Steeler defense that has ever existed from 76 to 78 to 74 to 2009 would have been proud to call that performance their own. It was violent. It was destructive. It was
opportunistic,
and it was just a grade A-plus performance. I don't give a crap about the yards at the end. Tell Roman Wilson not to leap over people, for God's sakes, and the game's probably just about over at that point. It was just fabulous and fun, and it doesn't prove anything long-term at all. And I agree with you, by the way, on Tomlin, that he just took it. He took the criticism. He wore it. He said that at the press conference. We wore this. Basically, we deserved this.
Right.
And they came out, and I honestly thought it was a team on the brink yesterday of collapse, of destruction, of just falling apart this season. And instead they rallied in a big way behind that defense, and good for them. TJ Watt earned his money. Alex Highsmith earned his money. That's what they're paid to do, right?
Yes. Maybe not to that degree every week, but yes, whether it's tackle for losses, run stopping, all of it. If you're not going to make sacks or commit, strip sacks, at least make plays.
That was Alex Highsmith's best game since the early one against Cleveland a couple of years back when the Steelers won that game totally with their defense. Remember that one?
Yes.
Might have been one of the top two or three games of his career, actually. He was unbelievable yesterday. And TJ Watt did what he's supposed to do, which is change games. That's why you pay a guy, it wasn't long ago that quarterback money was $41 million a year. In fact, for some guys, it still is. I think he makes more than Danny Dimes, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's only $14 million on a one-year deal.
Right. That's what he's paid to do. So do it. Do it more often.
Yeah, I thought
do
Highsmith it again. He was as his energetic best as he's been in a long time. I mean, he came out, he was hot off the ball, man. It made it tough on that left tackle.
So let's go to the lines, Bob, and then I want to get some stories from you about the Super Bowl 40 reunion. I think that was probably inspirational. I felt good for Joey Porter Jr. He had a couple penalties again yesterday, but that was nothing compared to his performance, capped by the game-sealing interception with his dad looking on. That was cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought he used tight coverage. He's just like the grabbiness is still has to get better.
Yeah,
because people know that's what he does, and when you bring it upon yourself to do it and get caught as much as he has, people are going to look for it. Referees, they're just human; they're going to find that. So he's. I think he needed a game like that. He needs to do better than that, and I think he will here. He's going to have to moving forward against the kind of receivers he's going to face and the kind of quarterbacks he's going to face.
I don't know how he's going to be moving forward, but for this day, like the rest of the team, it was just flat out fun to watch. Limits, who do we have?
Here is Joe. Joe, he is on the road.
Joe, Joe.
Hi, Joe, Joe.
Hey, Joe, Joe.
What's up, Joe? What's up, Pomp?
How are you, Joe?
So, hey, the beginning of the game, got to be honest, it was Pierce. And I'm like, here we go again. You know, that being said, got to give Mike Tomlin credit. They rallied back, six turnovers. Like the last caller, though, it is, you know, hopefully they can sustain it. It's almost like the Patriots game. You know, without those turnovers, you don't win. But that's football. I just hope that Cincinnati game don't come down to bite us down the road.
No, I was going to say they have a chance to atone for that, but that's the kind of loss that in the end, you know, they're 4-1 in their conference right now, I think the Steelers are, which is good because that means they're going to win some tiebreakers if they have them. But you can't afford losses like that to a team that bad defensively. And the way they lost that game was – but having said that, two in a row, most people thought three in a row was going to happen. So they stopped that for the time being. But they have another very good offensive team this week. So, again, week to week, that's how this game goes. That's how we react differently every week based on the outcomes, which are never as easy as you think they are.
Limits, please feel free to read any text if they're particularly insightful or entertaining. A man named David tweets in, the Eagles have clouded everyone's judgment on this wide receiver 2 phenomenon. It's not necessary. If you go back 15 or 20 years, 90% of the Super Bowl winners, their listed wide receiver 2s are not even recognizable, says David. I'd have to do a little more research, but I definitely get his point, Bob. You look at Kansas City, Kansas City, the Patriots, do we remember who was the Rams' number 2 receiver? Robert Woods?
For when they won
Odell
a championship?
Odell Beckham, yeah.
Yeah, probably both those guys are on that roster at that time.
Teams have star number 2 receivers.
But most of them will probably have star tight ends or somebody else who's contributing in a way that a number 2 receiver might do it. And listen, I don't know that they have to do this. The trade deadline is tomorrow. They're going to have to do something. Maybe not. Maybe they'll decide to instead go look more defense.
I'm not saying they shouldn't do it, by the way, but I do see his point.
Sure. But we've seen, talk about roller coasters, roller coaster performances from Roman Wilson, at times from Calvin Austin. He's gotten better. He needs to be that guy.
And DK Metcalf yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I think the more the merrier there. And you also have to insulate yourself from injury. There could be one along the way. And
right.
If you don't do anything now, and if one happens hypothetically to Metcalf, hopefully not the case, but if it does, then what?
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Limits.
Here is Brandon in Youngstown.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Pom. Thank you guys for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to, you know, obviously, great win. And, Joe, I completely agree. I don't want to harp on the negatives, you know, in such a big win. I just kind of wanted to hit on the third downs, especially the long ones, which to me are still a huge concern. It feels like unless it's 3rd and 30, teams are still converting. And even then it's, you know, maybe 4th and 2. And then teams are just getting it with ease on the fourth downs. We're seeing guys wide open in the middle of the field, on the sideline, just way too easy. And
even
honestly,
on that first drive, 3rd and 18, he goes to Alec Pierce. That's
right.
For 36 yards after that. So you can't.
Correct. And guys are wide open. I mean, I'm telling my wife, you know, she's like, a 3rd and 20, and I'm like, might as well be 3rd and 3.
They were 6 of 14 on third downs yesterday.
And when you had the 5 for 5 on fourth down, that's 11 conversions on 3rd or 4th downs. That's too many.
I have zero complaints about the defense yesterday.
I'm just saying,
too many for what?
Against
the 2000 Rams?
What I'm saying is these are statistical evidence, because you've started talking about evidence. This is evidence that has to change. You can't give up 11 3rd and 4th down.
You cannot against that team, as long as you don't give them any points in the game and you smash them to pieces.
Okay, how about if you don't smash them to pieces?
Did you expect a performance where they were perfect on first, second, third, and fourth down? Because then they would have shut them out.
I wanted to see them better on third down. This has been a trend.
Sometimes you face a team that's really freaking good offensively, and they're going to make some plays. They didn't make many.
I get it. But to his point, Those are the big areas they talk about.
I suppose he's right. They could have shut them down on third and fourth downs as well, and it would have been maybe the greatest performance in NFL history, because the Colts never, they wouldn't have done anything. They would have had zero. You could have held them to under 100 yards total, too.
This is just something that has to improve. I'm sure when I talk to Tomlin tomorrow, the first thing he's going to say when he gets in there, when we do our show, is that it's a good opportunity to change some things when you win. And those are the kinds of things he's talking about. You know, you got to get off the field on those kind of plays. If you don't, you allow long drives. It not only wears on your defense, it makes your offense play from behind. That's all I'm saying. So you're going to face a lot of good teams. You got to do better on third down. I think that's a simple, it's not a complaint. It's just it's an observation of their play.
I think the Colts are going to convert a lot of those against a lot of teams. Now, generally speaking, season wide, yeah. But yesterday, I have zero complaints about the defense.
I'm not talking about yesterday. I'm talking about all season long.
Okay. Yeah, then we agree.
That's been a trend.
He was talking about yesterday that it was a big problem.
No. And yesterday it wasn't because of the game-changing plays they made. But I'm talking about generally, that's been something that's plagued them all year.
Next.
Here is Robin West Mifflin.
What's up, Rob?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
We're good. Hope you are,
too. I'm good, too, man. They won the game. I love to win. Love it. But there's two things, man, that's getting on my nerves, man. Last 2 weeks, play calling been questionable, man. I don't know if y'all noticed it. The play calling been questionable. There's no reason for DK Metcalf or Johnny Smith to be running sideline to sideline. These guys are 230, 240. They need to be north or south. And there's no way that you can't get this boy DK Metcalf involved. Like, you got to scheme something up to get this guy involved. You have to. I think he had, what, two catches?
Yeah, for like, 6 yards.
But he had drops, too.
I understand that. But moving forward, if we're talking about the ultimate goal is get to the championship or the Super Bowl, he has to be involved, and the play caller has to get better. Like, and then the running game is non-existent. Like, that's not us. That's not us, man. One more thing.
Bob, that's another thing, by the way, that goes into how great the defense was yesterday. The offense wasn't.
No, the offense got a lot of short fields. They didn't produce long, you know, time-consuming drives, but they really didn't have to yesterday.
Okay, but hear me out, though, real quick, man. Joey Porter Jr. has to stop with these penalties, man. He had two pass interference and one grab. Yes, he had the interception and all that. He celebrates after every play. Then the next play, he gets cooked for 19. I know they're not going to take him out the lineup. Yeah, he does it every. I know they're not going to take him out the lineup, but something has to give. I mean, those guys bailed him out yesterday. We're not asking for performance out of a D-line like that every game.
Listen. Nobody's been more critical of Joey Porter Jr. than me. Nobody. But he was second on the team in tackles. He had a sack. He had an interception. He had four passes defensed. For God's sakes.
Hey, Joe, hear me out, Joe. We got Quentin Johnson, Led McConkey, Keenan Allen coming up.
Yeah.
So we got to go to Chicago. Roma Duke. Like, it's not getting any easier. He has to stop grabbing these guys.
I do agree.
He has to trust himself. You're 6'2", 180, whatever. Trust yourself.
But he had a better game yesterday, you'd have to admit, Rob, right? He had a better game yesterday. He made an interception.
Yeah, he
was closer in
contact. It's definitely something to build on. But I, like I said, I'm not taking the victory. I love it. I love every second of it. But he has to stop doing that. Man, he has to stop grabbing these guys. He has to stop it. He needs to go get some of those mitts off the Pirates to put on when they're filling bases.
No, what is the commercial?
Can you imagine playing in the Starling Marte mitts?
That might help him out, man. You got to practice with those on.
They have that commercial for
Bob.
Honey cereal where they have the guys put honey on their hands. I don't know what that is. That's what he needs.
Rob, that is an unbelievable idea that he should practice in those mitts.
I'm serious, though. Like, it sounds like I'm joking, but I'm dead serious.
I know.
He has to practice with those on because, like I said, they're not going to take him out. They're not. Pierre, we're definitely toast in, but they got to get those gloves and practice with them on, for real. Other than that, I love the win, love every second of it. Second week in a row, nobody came to the house because I wanted to be in misery by myself because I thought we was gonna lose.
Thank you, Rob.
Glad we won, man. I'm glad we won. It's something to build on.
Thank you,
something
Rob. That's an incredible idea, Bob, to have him practice in those baseball sliding mitts, the oven mitts, or just have him practice with oven mitts on.
I like the oven mitts. It's a very good invention for baseball. Protects the hands, but it would, hey, maybe it would help.
But, I mean, he did have a couple penalties yesterday. And again, you're going to give up some plays to those guys. You just are. But when I see a guy with 8 tackles, a sack, 4 passes defensed, and a pick, I'm thinking that's a pretty good game.
Yes, no? It is. No, it is. Absolutely.
Next.
Here is Daniel in Irwin. He does not want to complain, guys.
Hello, Daniel in Irwin.
Hello, Joseph and Bob. I just wanted to say the Steelers beat, not arguably, who was the best team in the NFL. So maybe we can all be happy just for one day.
It's a kumbaya moment.
That's the impossible dream. Believe me. Is he still there, Bob?
I don't know.
He's still there.
I was there, but that's all I had to say.
Well, wait, you were there. What was the atmosphere like? At the end of the first quarter, people didn't seem pleased, rightfully, I might add. But then,
No. I meant I was still there on the line. I apologize.
Oh,
I did
okay.
not go to the game.
Didn't go to the game. Okay.
Okay. You have a great day.
You too.
You too. I like that. I mean, yeah, you know, that's how
straight
everything
to the
be.
Point.
Just, you know, I know how sports fans are. I get it. But sometimes when it lingers to the point where it affects your everyday routine, it's a little bit too much.
This is a day to feel happy and hopeful, I think.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
And it could be crushed. We could, you know, everything could be crushed like little tiny water bugs next Sunday night, Bob. It could be, but I think this is a day to feel happy.
Yeah, it certainly creates more momentum for them and, you know, a feel-good atmosphere after 2 bad performances, real bad performances. So that's something, knowing that they're going to have a similar kind of assignment on Sunday night, that's not going to be easy. So if they could put 2 in a row coming back to the Bengals, then you get a little more optimistic knowing what the Bengals and the Bears will be after that.
Limits?
Here is Steve. He's in Warren.
Hello, Steve in Warren.
Are you in where?
Steve?
Steve?
I know Steve.
I learned something yesterday on our call-in show. There's a Buena Vista, Pennsylvania. We had a caller call from Buena Vista. I thought it was California or Florida because I know they're... But I never knew there was a Buena Vista, Pennsylvania.
The only hole in one in my career came from Lake Buena Vista. I think it was Lake, but it was definitely Buena Vista golf course in Orlando,
yeah.
Bob.
That's what I thought, but he corrected me. And then I said, well, you learn something new every day.
Every other day, at least. Next.
Yeah. All right, here is Andy. He's in Carrick.
The home of John Wehner.
What's up, guys?
Andy, what's up?
What's going on, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Sure.
So, I mean, listen, you know, obviously, you know, Pittsburgh can celebrate a nice win yesterday. But my concern, like one of the other callers had said, you know, I mean, we had 6 turnovers and only won by 7 points. I know, you know, a couple of them points came, you know, late in the game, but, the offense has to do better, things just gotta be a little better, man.
Bob, I don't know if I'm going to survive the show today. I got to be honest with you. I don't know if I'm going to survive the show. Well, since when do we complain about turnovers? They're acting like it's a fluke. They've been leading the league in turnovers. Do they not?
And sacks. They're always one of the top teams in sacks, and they got 5 more of those yesterday. So, It's hot and cold, you know, and that's, I think that's what he's referring to. It's hot and cold. It comes and goes, but nobody in the right mind would expect six turnovers a game. That just doesn't happen.
Why is that the extrapolated topic?
Why can't we enjoy the fact
that they had six turnovers yesterday? Not only did they have six, five on defense, they weren't fluky and they should have had more. They were born of beating the crap out of their quarterback and their running back and their receivers. They were born of violence, not by fluke. See, the Patriots game, I thought, was a little bit more fluky. That seemed like the Patriots giving the ball to the Steelers more than the Steelers taking it. Yesterday, it was their physical domination that caused the turnovers, and they should have had more. T.J. Watt killed Taylor from behind on one play, and he bobbled the ball and almost fumbled. Yeah. I think there was another fumble on the ground that the Colts recovered. There was nothing fluky about it. So why is all of a sudden the topic, well, they can't do that every week? Okay, they did it yesterday.
Yeah, they did. You're asking why people are there, because that's what they're going to do. They're looking at things that need to be improved or could be critical of. But I would accept the win the way it is. If you just said at the beginning of the week that they'd beat the number one team and kind of beat them up defensively, everyone would have taken that with no complaints.
And I look at the Minnesota game differently too, by the way. That was a should have been a blowout that the Steelers turned into a one-score scary game. Yesterday, it was junk yards and junk points at the end that you could sense meant nothing.
That's the way that should never have happened with Roman Wilson,
right?
that contributed to that.
Yeah.
So you may want to say, well, the coaching staff can't close out a game, but a player like that, that's not any coach's responsibility to hold on to a ball in that situation. It's the player and not to jump into the air.
Defensively, to me, there's zero complaints about the game. Offensively, it wasn't a great performance, but it was good enough. Did they turn the ball over, Bob?
Steelers, one time.
Other than the Wilson turnover.
Yeah.
Rodgers didn't turn it over. And they capitalized
really
on most of those turnovers with some points.
One thing about Rodgers is his whole MO throughout his career is protecting the football. He doesn't throw the ball carelessly around.
Right.
Trying to force stuff. He'll do it when he sees it. He's going to obviously going to make an interception here and there, but I think he only has five on the year. And in eight games, that's pretty effective.
His passer ratings, 136.7, 58. And that was his only tough game of the year, I thought, was Seattle. But his own player robbed him of a touchdown catch in that game.
Yep.
96.1, 119.7, 115.3, 103.7, 101.5, and 95.3 yesterday. Yesterday, he was 25 of 35. That could easily have been 30 of 35. Metcalf drops a ball. Help me out here, Bob. Mount Washington has a ball hit him in the eight on the goal line. That's two. Mount Washington had another ball in the end zone that was catchable.
That's three.
There were others. I can't think of them at the moment, but there was at least one other one that should have and maybe could have been caught. He could have been 29 of 35 and probably should have been.
Yeah.
For another touchdown.
He was very accurate.
I thought he was just very, very efficient is the word I would use, and smart. And that's the way he's been pretty much for the whole year, right?
Yes, and that's why they brought him in here, for those very reasons.
He is ninth in the league in passer rating. Now he's ahead of Danny Dimes, who took a deep drop yesterday, and he's basically right behind Josh Allen, Jordan Love, ahead of Jones, Prescott, and Mahomes. Forget Jones. If I would have told you he was ahead of Prescott, Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, and just behind Jordan Love, Josh Allen, Stafford, and Hurts at the beginning of the year, you would have taken it, right?
Absolutely. And the big question with him was, could he stay healthy? Could their line protect him? And so far what we've seen is the answer is, from the beginning, not so much. Then it got better and better, and it's gotten better. I think Troy Fautano has played very well.
I don't think yesterday they did a great job of that.
Well, they didn't open up holes here, but I'm talking about protecting it. He got sacked three times.
Yeah.
One of them I thought was just end-of-game kind of situation. But generally speaking, they've been much better in protecting him.
He's 10th in the league in completion percentage. I mentioned his passer rating. He's right up there. He's tied for third in the league in touchdown passes. And he only has five picks. Basically, he's been a top 10 quarterback. He's been a top 10 quarterback in the league this year.
And nobody really probably predicted that going into the season. I thought sure he didn't. Could be a step up, but not to that level.
I certainly did not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.